possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, so a lot of 11-on-11 stuff going on right now, and I will say that the more practice goes on, the more impressed I am with the Lions' defense. I think they're getting more stops, forcing more incompletions. Offensively, it looks to me like the Dolphins' defense is putting up a bigger fight today against the Lions' offense. But I just watched a sequence of plays, deep ball to a incomplete, then Tua takes a sack. He has no one to throw to. Eventually, the pass rush gets to him. Incomplete out in the flat. Offensively, they're working in the red zone. It's ones versus ones, and the Lions haven't gotten it in the end zone yet. Now we got twos versus twos with Hendon Hooker at quarterback for the Detroit Lions, and it's hard to see from where we're standing, but hands it off up the middle, and it looks like he didn't get to the end zone. Dolphins defense has stepped up today. Lions offense is still really good, and they've completed some incredible passes earlier in the practice, but Lions defense looks good again.
Yeah,
another day.
They look devastatingly good. I mean, there have been some passes that get out and into the flat, and then they're able to turn it upfield and get some yards on it, but I'm not sure how many of those would have continued, had they allowed an actual pass rush, because Hutchinson is in the backfield. I saw Reeder in the backfield as well. Both guys doing a great job. With the defense, it looks smothering. The only complaint that I have, we're seeing a lot of yellow flags.
Yeah.
A ton of yellow flags. I don't know how many of them are honest, but they're out there, right? And I think we expect to see more flags in a practice than the regular season, just because I think they're going to want to try to, set a tone with what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. But nonetheless, the defense looks great. The offense has shown the ability to march down as well and score, not necessarily at will, but pretty close to it. I mean, what Goff is working out there, I don't know how many touchdown passes we've seen him throw. I mean, it's like a handful.
A lot more than the Dolphins have completed. Well,
absolutely, a lot more. And, yes, there have been some skirmishes here, and a lot of that is started off by Dolphin defenders wrapping up the Lions ball carriers.
Thud, right? They call it thud.
Yeah.
You bump into each other, but you don't fully tackle each other.
So whistle blows, and the play is over, and the Dolphin players, instead of just taking their hands off, they're throwing the player, trying to throw him to the ground in a lot of the cases, and that starts some scuffles. But it's fun. These guys love it. This is what they want.
Well, as you said, former players are asking if there have been any fights yet. So it's interesting that is a focal point for the guys who used to play. They're taking a break right now in front of us. That was quite a text we got there before the break. I'm going to sum it up with the last sentence or two. They're weak. Everybody sees it. You guys are nuts if you think they're going to win anything this year. They're terrible. They've lost a huge lead. They've got nothing. That's from Paul Nipsey regarding the Detroit Tigers. Big Benji in Detroit. And look, I mean, I don't know what Paul, when he gave up, when he pulled the plug on the season. They certainly aren't playing as well as they have. It's interesting, though, that is such a give-up mentality, and he has seen enough. Even though, they've won back-to-back series, they got Scooble going tonight. They could be in a stretch where they win 5 of 7 if Scooble wins tonight. I mean, I guess it's not a given he's going to win, but you got to like the matchup. Bailey Ober, is that who he's going against, the guy they shelled last week?
They absolutely shelled him. So it's – I understand the concern. I have some concerns about this team as well, but fortunately they've got a while here to work out the issues that they have. But think about this too. What a difference a couple of games would make. If the Tigers had held on and won one of those games in Philadelphia, they did win one, but if they won one other one, they would have won the series against a very good baseball team, and maybe that calms things down a little bit. And, pick any other game in the last 20 that they didn't hang on and win. If you do, it looks a lot different. That's how important every game is, and this is why the 40-game sprint is vitally important.
Big Benji in Detroit, leave it to these gloomy-ass negative Detroit fans to be so pessimistic. Sounds like they have more confidence in other teams in this division than our own team. There is no history or evidence that shows we will lose this division. The Tigers will win the pennant, and these same fans will call back in and say, well, we got swept in the World Series. Go Tigers, go Lions, Super Bowl and World Series in the same year. That's from Big Benji in Detroit. Yeah, I mean, so one of the things that happens in sports talk radio, and I've noticed this through the years, is it becomes a battle of who has higher standards. And if you are judging them and the success and failure exclusively on whether or not they win the World Series, then there is a really good chance that they are going to fail. Right? And that's there are certain times in certain organizations where it's championship or bust. I think the Lions have kind of gotten to the point where playoff wins are no longer the deal. I mean, they are sort of a championship or bust team. I don't know that the Tigers are there yet. I think the Tigers have they have a lot of young parts and a lot of potential in the organization. I want them to win. I think they got a shot to win a World Series. But if your standard is, if they don't win the World Series, the season's a failure, no matter what else happens, there's a good chance you're going to be right. There's a well better than 50-50 chance you're going
to
be right.
Yeah, and that's fine to have that standard, and it is what it is. But I think that more people bought in this team by the All-Star break because this was the best team in baseball, and they had done it for over 100 games at that point when it combined last year to this year. So when you see that kind of consistency, you're like, okay, it's okay to start thinking this is an outstanding baseball team that has a really good chance. And then the rest of the season starts to unfold, and now your confidence is shaking because you went there. You dared to dream, and now the dream doesn't look as strong. It's not a nightmare by any means, but it's just not as strong as it was before. But they have time to turn that around and win people back.
Kitech on Twitch says, there is history and evidence. The 2006 Detroit Tigers blew the division and backed into the playoffs as a wild card. They went into the final week needing just one win to clinch, and they couldn't do it. And, of course, that team went to the World Series. And that's a great example of you just got to find a way to play your best when the games matter the most. And they did. They had that long break, and then I don't know if they crapped the bed. I felt like they crapped the bed in the World Series, but... regarding Paul, Scott writes in 179 over 98.
Blood pressure?
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
You want to go see somebody about that. Perhaps get involved some medication.
Yeah. Maybe.
That's a little high.
Yeah. Look, it's a roller coaster ride, baseball seasons, aren't they? It is a roller coaster ride. And... try to zoom out and see a big picture. The big picture isn't always pretty, and it's not everything doesn't look great. But
no, but it's
been a better week here.
I think it's funny. There's so many things you can go back to that axioms in baseball or whatever, hard and fast rules people want to have. And one of the ones that gets cited all the time when you start a season is the Sparky Anderson 40 game mark.
Right.
Right. And where the Tigers were at that point. And then the Tigers got to 50 games and 60 games and 70 games. And all the comparisons were going back to the 84 Tigers that won the World Series. And, people get really excited about that. And then when something threatens what they got excited about, we don't like that. Hey, they're not playing as well right now. No, they're not. They're not. But they did win last night. They did win a series. It's back-to-back series wins for this team. They got Skubal on the hill tonight. Gives them a great chance to win. If they do, it'll be, 5-2 in their last 7 games.
Yeah.
So that would be nice. But go out there and do it. Get it done.
248-539-9797. Okay. Kang, I want to do the 10 text thing here. Gator thought earlier. Who did you think you saw?
Thought I saw Floyd Mayweather Jr.
It was off in the distance, so it was hard to tell, but it wasn't. But it was another kind of household name, right?
Yeah.
It was another name that most people have heard of. 10 texts right now. Who do you think...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Who do you think Gator mistook for Floyd Mayweather Jr.? 248-539-9797.
You have no idea how glad I am I didn't say anything on the air about that. Or like, you know, hey, champ, come on over, you know. Oh, I'm so happy.
We'll take the 10 texts. Who do you think Gator thought was Floyd Mayweather Jr.? And I household name
oh,
in,
it's
Detroit?
A household.
In Detroit?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The name is.
Those are your clues. We'll take the first 10 texts on your name. We'll read the guesses on the air. Who did Gator think was Floyd Mayweather Jr.? 248-539-9797 from Lions training camp in Allen Park. It's Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Well, if you have pants on, training camp pants or not, it's hot. And
what?
You know what I'm saying? That's where you were going. It's hot out, right? It's hot and muggy, and you want your house to be nice, cool, and comfortable. The best thing you can do to ensure that that happens is call the great folks over at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Call them today because they've been keeping homes in Southeast Michigan cool and comfortable for over 20 years. Whether you need a quick repair or a seasonal tune-up or a brand-new system, their expert team is fast, friendly, and local. Do not wait for a meltdown. Call Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling right now, or you can visit them at birminghamplumbingco.com. In fact, they're taking appointments right now on their website. So go ahead and send them that message at birminghamplumbingco.com. Schedule an appointment. That's birminghamplumbingco.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.